Today we are going to be addressing a very, very yesoidistic kasha, a very fundamental question in regards to the whole war of Gog Magog, and that is, does it actually have to happen? Does it actually have to happen in a physical way? Or are there ways that we can bypass this seemingly World War Armageddon era? Are we able to just, something else could happen, and we just bypass the entire war of Gog Magog? So we are going to learn today three marmikoimis. The first and most basic one is the Rambam and Hilchas Yesoidei HaTorah. It's the first one of the 83 divisions of the Rambam. In Hilchas Yesoidei HaTorah, Perek Yud, the Rambam gives us guidelines, bichlal, how we approach the words of the Nevi'im. Now let's learn together what the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet. Divrei ha-parodiyoi sha-navi oimer. If a Navi says negative things, for example, this one's going to die, or that coming year is going to be a famine year where there's going to be starvation or war. So what happens if it doesn't happen? What happens if it never actually took place? No one died, no wars. Does that mean that this person is a false Navi? Does that mean that that's Machish Nuvuasai? Says the Rambam, no. Why? Shekadosh Baruch Hu Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'nichem Al Ara V'ef Sheshasu Tshuva V'nislach Lahem Kahan Shei Ninvei. The Eibishter is extremely patient. He's Erech Apayim. And therefore, it could be, just like the story of Ninveh, the Eibishter was waiting, begging, hoping that they would do Teshuva. So too, the people did Teshuva, or they thought of doing Teshuva, whatever it did, and that pushed off or cancelled the Gzeirah. Or Yishe Tolem Ki Chizkiyah, that says there was such a tzaddik like Chizkiyah in his generation, that he took upon himself all the Avedas of the whole generation, and in his chus no problems happened. What if he says something good and he said this is going to be and that didn't come to fruition? So then you could say it says the good things the Eibishter doesn't regret, the Eibishter doesn't take back, the Eibishter doesn't cancel. All the good things stay, the negative things can disappear through tshuva or tzaddikim or other things. So therefore, it's quite obvious from here that when it comes to the nevois of Gog Magog, which those are nevois of poronius, nevois of punishment, nevois of doomsday, nevois, prophecies of, you know, terrible, terrible things that could happen in the world, it could be that certain events will take place that will make the whole war of Gog Magog not happen. Positive things, tzaddikim, other things. And that's why we find a very fascinating keta from the Shem Mishmuel. The Shem Mishmuel is a sefer. And the author of this sefer was a Chassidish Rebbe. Very, very famous Chassidish Rebbe. And the Shem Mishmuel are his drushes that he gave over the years. And in the drusha that he gave on Parshas Vayigash of the year Tofresh Ayin Zayin, which those of you that are familiar with the Yiddish history, that means he lived at the time of the Rebbe Rashab, whose birthday we are celebrating today, the Miyaseid of Toim Chet Mimim. So this is a drasha that he gave, and that drasha is speaking obviously about Yosef, Vayigash El of Yehuda, the Aseres HaShvatim, and he goes into Melchamas Gog Magog, and then he says a statement, which this is probably his most famous statement. When people say Shem Mishmuel, oh, Gog Magog became one of his statements that got attached to his name. Because he brings down a Kabbalah from Rabbi Seinu Akdoishim. which some people trace back to the Baal Shem Tov, Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Shemeata niftarnu mimochemes goig umogig. He says, we, our generation, Klal Yisrael, has been excused from mochemes goig umogig. There will not be mochemes goig umogig, says the Shem Mishmuel. Once Mashiach happens, you don't have to be afraid of any upcoming wars and Armageddons. It's not happening. It's all going to be peaceful. Now, how is that possible? The Nevi'im, we have five Nevi'im that speak about Nechemes Goig U'Mogig. What does it mean? It's not going to happen. So listen to what he says. Shekemoi b'mitzrayim kishu ha'shibot hishlim l'dav me'yashana. Yidden were supposed to be 400 years in Golos. Pael Mamish, they were there to do Shana 210. What happened? 400 to 210? Because it was a compact. The 210 years were as bitter as 400 regular years. So too, in our Golos, Sha'arichus Hazman Ishlimu L'Kishu Yashibud. We've suffered so much in the Golos. The Eibishter is keeping us here, and it's not understood. And Klal Yisrael has gone through Gzeidois, Hashemodois, and all these things. V'alkein b'asher erichus hazman, hishlima v'shuv lai echev li'aleida kol kach koshim ad bilti efshel lizbel. He says, now, because we went through what we went through, so usually before the birth you have the very difficult birth pains. We won't have to do that because Klal Yisrael as a Klal already went through all the pains that had to happen. And the severity of the Gzedis take away from the need to have the full measure of Goig U'Mogig. So he says, whatever tshuva, whatever cleansing process Goig U'Mogig was supposed to accomplish, we went through it during Golos. And once Mashiach happens, we don't have to go through the grinder again. We ready, we're finished, we were cleansed, cleaned, over. Ah, there's a beferish psukim that speak about Goig U'Mogig. Says the Shemi Shmuel, the Al Titama Shishtanim Mashikosim Furish Bekosov. Don't be shocked that I'm saying something which seemingly goes against the Beferish Apasik. They speak about all these details, gory details, other details that are going to take place. He says, Sharei Bimitzayim Furish because of Arba Meishonah. Teresh Bechsav says that the Eibishter told Avram Avinu that your children are going to be in Golos 400 years, Be'eretz Lo Lahem in Mitzrayim. And yet, B'Poyel Mamish, we only went out after, you know, Redu Shana, which means 400 minus 210 is 190. Very good. 190 is the word Kates. So the Eibishter took out Kate Shana from Golos Mitzrayim. We lost 190 years. Says the Shemi Shmuel, the same thing will be. This is a Kabbalah that he got from his Rabbi Seinu, which is Talmidei Al Baal Shem, that the Gzeidus that we went through is enough to take away from any of the wars of Goig U'Mogig, and therefore Goig U'Mogig will not happen in a physical way that will bring tzaddis for Klal Yisrael. That is not going to happen according to the Shem Mishmuel. We're going to finish off this shir with an interesting discussion that took place on Achrin Shel Pesach, which is a day of Mashiach, a day it's Meir Mashiach. And we know that the Rebbe in the earlier years, until the Istalkus of the Rabbonis Nechomedina, would eat Sudas Yomtev in the Friedrich Rebbe's apartment. And many times during the meal, the Rashag would ask the Rebbe questions, and the Rebbe would answer. And people that wanted to know different things, they would ask the Rashag to ask these questions. The Rebbe knew it, the Rebbe went along with it, and there's whole sets of Svarim called HaMelech B'Mesiboy, which are the discussions of the Rashag and the Rebbe and the Chassidim by the Yom Tov Sudas. So on Achrin Shel Pesach Tov Shin Lamed, officially this is the conversation that happened. Al Ashailim Kvar Hoysa Mochemes Goygu Mogig. Didn't the Goygu Mogig happen already? Tov Shin Lamed, the people want to know, are we before Goygu Mogig or after Goygu Mogig? Do we have to worry about Goygu Mogig? Says the Rebbe, Ha'ingam Mochemes Goygu Mogig, Hiskel Kar Bezmana Shochiskiya. The whole general Mocham of Goygu Mogig really started way in the times of the Gemara. Shebikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asoysu Mashiach, and he had the whole war of Sancheirim. I b'negel adoyres ha'achroinim, regarding our generations. Listen to this. Yesh oimrim shamelchemes ha'olam harishoinov. Some people say that in the First World War, which took place Tavresh Ayin Dalid, right in the middle of the Gilui of Ayin Beis, the Rebbe Rashab started saying Ayin Beis, and the earth shook of World War I. So right in 1914, there was a ketz. The Malbim at the end of Daniel brings down different kitzim, because basically those that learn Daniel know that at the end of Daniel he speaks about the days of the kates of when Mashiach is going to come, but it's very hidden. No one can figure out what the numbers mean. So you have different mefarshim there. So one of the kitzim that are brought down is the year Tafresh Ayin Dalid. So says the Rebbe that there are those that say that one of the manhigim that was involved with World War I, his name was Goig. I was trying to figure out who that person was. I couldn't find out. I don't know if Goig is George, or I'm not exactly sure who Goig would be that the Rebbe is referring to, that there was someone in World War I whose name was Goig. But either way, the Rebbe gives credence to the thought that there are those that say that World War I was part of Mochemes Goig Umogig.